Bill Desolitz, baseball coach, Georgetown High School, joining us here on MSO News Sports over the holiday weekend. And, Phil, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Well, you guys have had a fantastic season. I want to start right there with your team for a moment, just to have you give me a kind of a summary look at what's happened for you guys regular season, 14-6 overall, 11-4 in the league, Baker champions and so on. But just a thought from you on how things did come together for Georgetown baseball this year.
You know, up to this season, it's been a long process. I've had the pleasure of coaching most of these kids since they were in T-ball. And, you know, we saw this coming for a while. And a lot of these guys, we have a big junior class. Five of them started games as freshmen and took their lumps a little bit, but got valuable experience. And then, you know, halfway through last year, things really started to click. We went on a run last year. And then, you know, guys were just hungry this season to get back to, you know, the playoffs. And after losing the state semifinals last year, you get that close, you know, you get that taste in your mouth. You want to get back there and finish the job. So, you know, going into the season, we ended up losing, you know, arguably our best player from Carter Lucido for the year with a torn ACL. But all season long, it's been like someone different stepping up every game. And, you know, here we are, finished the regular season, and now we're at that point where we want to get back to the postseason play, and we're excited.
All right, well, I'm going to follow up on that in a moment, but let's fill me in on the Spofford tournament. Tell me more about that. I know you guys, I guess, wrapped up with a win against Triton yesterday, but Newburyport, the ultimate winner in this, so tell us this about the Spofford tournament and what happened over this past weekend.
First game on Saturday, we ended up losing to Amesbury 5-1. Trevor Kimball, you know, just a great game. It was a rematch of Kimball and our ace, Zach Gilmore. We ended up winning 2-0 early in the year. And, you know, they got the best of us. You know, Zach, you know, first time all year, just didn't have his best stuff. He gave up 4 in runs in the third, which is as many as he's given up all year long. And you know, they get jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and then, you know, Trevor is a great pitcher. He was an all-league pitcher for the season, and he was able to just kind of settle in from there with that kind of cushion. You know, and Amesbury's been playing well down the street. And then Saturday afternoon's game was absolutely wild one. Between Triton and Newburyport, I don't know. I think there must have been 5 or 6 different lead changes, and Newburyport ended up walking off 13-12. Absolutely crazy game. One of those games where I was glad I wasn't coaching. You know, it was stressful watching it, never mind coaching it. But and then yesterday, you know, we were able to bounce back and handle Triton 12-2. And then Newburyport top teams very 10-2 in the final game.
And there you go. Right, exactly. Well, let's focus in on your team. As you look back at the year, league, non-league games, can you share a couple of standout games and or meaningful games? I mean, it could be a loss, it could be a win, but tell me about a couple of key games for Georgetown baseball this year.
One, you know, that kind of stands out is the Linfield game. We had just come off a very tough loss to Newburyport. We're up 3-1. With 2 outs in the 7th, and, you know, a couple bad breaks, bad hops, and ended up tying it, and then walking off in the 8th. And then, you know, 2 days later, we're facing a very good Linfield team, and we played absolutely outstanding, and showed some resiliency, you know, bouncing back against a very good team. after a very tough loss. That one stands out. And then the game against Hamilton Wenham to clinch the Baker division, you know, it's always special to be able to clinch a championship on your home field. You know, that doesn't come around very often. So, you know, those two games really stick out in my mind.
You know, as I'm going to just jump to the postseason just for a second here, because you guys are seeded number two in D5. Maybe some reaction to that. Well, I mean, as of right now, in the power rankings that came out earlier, on Friday. But I guess some take on that, because you have to be playing up, you know, on your schedule throughout the year, I would think, right?
Yeah. We're playing in the Cape Ann League. You're playing teams, you know, bigger than you every day, all throughout the year. You know, I think we ended up with the number two seed last year, and we were 10-10. And that just goes to show the strength of our schedule, the strength of the league. You know, the Cape Ann League is strong every single year. There's teams that go deep into the postseason, and, you know, it's a for a small school like us, you know, you're running the gauntlet all year long, playing against bigger schools, against very good teams and very good coaches. So it definitely gets us, you know, battle-tested throughout the year. So we're ready to go into the postseason, and you know, there's not much we haven't seen.
You know, I'm looking at the scores this year out of the Cape Ann League, Phil, and, you know, it seems to me like you think you know what team is going to be taken off, and then all of a sudden that doesn't happen. So there's a lot of balance, it seems like, at the top in this league, and really in both divisions. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who's going to take off in the postseason here, and hopefully some teams do.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, like I said, this league gets you battle tested and ready for the postseason. You know, you look at last year, you know. We go in 10-10. I don't think, you know, people were expecting us to really go that far with a very young team. You know, we started five sophomores and a freshman last year. You know, we end up making it to the Final Four. Manchester comes out of absolutely nowhere and ends up winning the state championship in Division Four. And then Newport makes the run to the state finals in Division Three and almost knocks off Austin Prep. So, yeah, you know, you never know. You got to be playing well down the stretch here, and, you know, get your couple breaks and get hot, and you never know what can happen.
All right, let's talk about Georgetown baseball now, the players, and get some notes from you on the players. You were talking about pitching earlier, so let's just start there with that pitching staff. And tell me about your pitching staff to start with. Obviously, to get where you are at, you've got to have some solid pitching.
Yep. Yeah, Zach Gilmore has been our ace all year long. I believe he deserves Player of the Year the way that he's gone all this off season. You know, he's thrown 56 innings. He's 7-2. You know, one of those losses was a tough 2-1 loss to Triton, where, you know, Griffin Dupuy just threw a great game against us. You tip your cap. Both pitchers threw a great game. He's 7-2, one save. He's given up 8 earned runs all year. He's got a 0.98 ERA. And he's taken the ball for us at every big game, and he's just been unbelievable this year. You know, and then we got a whole bunch of other guys that, you know, have really shown, stepped up and shown some progress this year. You know, like I said, losing Carlos Lucido for the year, he was our ace last year. It's forced other guys to step their game up, and, you know, guys like Ethan Lee, who's 4-0, Ty Gilmore has pitched some big games for us. Hayden Ruth, who's a sophomore, he threw a complete game yesterday against Triton. Jake Thompson, senior closer for us, and, you know, we got a freshman, Oliver Tebow, who's pitched, you know, great in spots. He threw 4 shutout innings against Amesbury on Saturday to keep us close in that game and give us a chance to win. So, you know, like I said, there's guys stepping all year long. And it's great to see their hard work paying off.
All right. So now maybe let's go position by position, but you can clump a few of them together if you want. But let's start with catcher. Go around the infield a little bit, and obviously, again, I mean, you got guys that offensively at their position have to bat, but also defensively, and maybe share some defensive notes as well. So who's been doing a lot of the catching, or who's leading the catching crew for Georgetown?
Jake Gilstein has caught every single pitch for us this year. He's our junior catcher, and he calls 99% of pitches during the games too. For him to handle the staff like he has, we have a staff ERA under 2. With him, you're just commanding that staff. He's a smart player. He pours over the scouting reports and knows, he makes great adjustments during the games. And I believe he's only had 3 pass balls all season. So he's just been outstanding behind the plate, and even hitting. He's a 300 hitter. He's looking at it here. He's got a 525 on base percentage. So, he does all the little things. I think he's kind of overlooked at times, but he's just had quietly an outstanding season behind the plate.
Well, that's a great story. That's a fantastic story. And it is such a key position. I don't think a lot of folks really realize how important having a great catcher is for things that that a lot of fans don't really know they do, but they are. It's so important. So I'm glad you're able to single some of those things out on his performance this year. What about at first base and around the infield?
Yeah, first base, we've kind of platooned over at first base between Zach Gilmore and Elijah Ryan. They're both seniors, two of 3 seniors on our team. Most of the time, getting the starts at first base, and Elijah would play first when Zach would pitch. And, recently, Elijah's really stepped up. The kid's worked so hard. He has made some of the best defensive plays over at first, saved, a whole bunch of throws, errors, and turned them into outs, whether it's picks or sweep tags, whatever it is. He's even at the plate. I mean, the kid is, he's just grinded all year long. He's played half the season, 10 games, and he's hitting .333 at the plate. So, he just shows up to work every single day. Over at second base, Sam Willis has started the majority of the games there. He slides over to short when Ty Gilmore pitches, but Cam and Ty up the middle is just a strong combination. They're both juniors. Cam has really turned it on lately with his bat. He started a little slow, but you see that average come up every single day. I think he leads a team in runs scored, second in stolen bases. And Ty's been solid all year for us at short. Jake Thompson's at third base. He's another one of our seniors. Jake's as solid a kid as they come. He shows up to work every day. He's kind of a quiet leader. He got a strong arm. I said he's been closing games for us this year. So, just a solid all the way around.
All right, we're on a roll here. Let's go to the outfield. Who do you have out there for us?
Our outfield I would put up against anyone in the league, anyone around. We start in left field with junior Jason Gioia. He's been a cleanup hitter pretty much all year, hitting around .300. He made a catch yesterday against Triton, going straight back over the shoulder catch. It was everyone was stunned by it, but that's just, to me it was, I see that every day in practice, over in center field, another junior, Jake Gilbo, who's turned into, you know, one of the best players in the league, in my opinion. I think he's the best center fielder in the league as far as tracking ball, throwing arm. I think he's got 4 or 5 outfield assists this year. Hitting .472, leads the team in stolen bases. He's got 25 stolen bases. He's only been thrown out once. And then over in right field, we have a sophomore in Hayden Ruth, who, you know, like I said, he pitched yesterday. He's hit third, fifth yesterday, had him lead off, and you know, he's had a solid year with the bat as well, right, hitting right around .300. So, you know, those three guys out in the outfield defensively, I'd put up against anyone as far as, you know, tracking fly ball down and their throwing arms as well.
All right, I've got just 2 more questions left for you. Sometimes it's I love these questions because you get an interesting story with them. But here's one, and you may have already answered this for me, but if someone goes to a Georgetown baseball game and watches you guys defensively out on the field, who's the guy, a player or two, that comes that at the end of the day has come up with that spectacular defensive play? And I think you may have already touched, given me the answer on that, but who might that be, or who might a couple of those players be?
You know, I think first of all, it starts right behind the plate, you know, with our catcher, Jake Gilstein. You know, the way he, like I said, the way he controls the pitching staff, you know, they're not afraid to throw any pitch at any time, because they know he's gonna smother that thing. Nothing's gonna get by. And you know, like I said, our outfield, I'd put up against anyone with some of the catches that they've made. And also, you know, like I said, Elijah Ryan at first base. He's made some, you know, some picks this year in the dirt that, you know, it takes a ton of hard work, a ton of reps. He's a player last year that struggled a bit defensively, you know, didn't get a lot of playing time, struggled in practice, and, you know, he made it a priority to get better defensively during the offseason, and it's paying off big time for us.
All right, that's fantastic. Now, who would be the most dangerous base runner, one or two of them, on Georgetown this year for you guys?
You know, you're looking at, you know, anyone that's seen us play, they know.
And I mean dangerous in a positive way, Coach, you know. You know, back when I ran the bases, it was dangerous the other way. You know, you don't want to be running the base. No, I'm kidding. But who would be the most dangerous in the best way for you guys?
It's a whole bunch of guys, to be honest with you. It's hard to single out one. I mean, I'm working right here, you know. We've stolen 117 bases this year. We've been caught 7 times. So, you know, we're stealing bases at a 95% clip. And, you know, that's just the way that, you know, like I said, I've been coaching these guys for a long time. And, you know, this is just the way that we like to play the game. We like to get out and run anytime. You know, like I said, we've stolen 117 bases, and I haven't given a steal sign once. They're all on their own. They got green light to go when they get their jump, and that's through a lot of hard work and practice. We spend a lot of time on base running.
Mm. Good story. Well, Phil, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about Georgetown baseball that I haven't asked you about, or you're thinking of just prior to the launch into the postseason here in the next few days?
I mean, if anyone wants, you know, hopefully we'll have a few home games here during the postseason. We have a great, and they always have a great crowd. We get great support at our games. You know, Bean Park is a fantastic place to come watch a high school baseball game. But also, you know, I just wanted to touch upon too, during the weekend at the Swafford tournament that we host, we teamed up with the Miracle League of Massachusetts this year, and just trying to raise awareness for that league and raise some money for them as well to help. Miracle League is a league. They have 3 different chapters in Massachusetts. They have one in Beverly, one in Acton, and one out in Western Mass. I don't know quite where that is in Western Mass, but you know, they have organized leagues for children with disabilities, and they play every weekend, and they're always looking for volunteers, and it's just a fantastic organization. We had two kids that play in the Miracle League come out and throw out the first pitches at the games on Saturdays, Romeo and Dylan, and it was awesome to see. See the looks on their faces and the smiles, and I had a great time hanging out with both of them. So, Georgetown baseball, we're happy to help out the Miracle League and in any way we can.
Well, Coach, it's been a great story so far, and we're excited to be following you into the postseason, and we'll keep an eye on things with Georgetown baseball. But thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
All right, Coach, hang on the line for just a second, but that's Phil Desolitz, baseball coach at Georgetown High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.